Chapter 6.
None but those who lived through the fourth night know how hopeless it was. I can only assume the previous nights were the same, but as they lasted much longer, I can't imagine how mankind survived. Without the Lightbringers and Archknights, everything would have been lost.
Dalen spent the next hour getting used to his powers until they were drained. "Well, that ends that," he said, returning to the road. "Seems like I can maintain an hour of full channeling with all bonds." He most certainly wasn't going to try and heal his fatigued channeling ability again, what with how it went last time.
Don't bond the power to itself.
It took several more hours of walking before he arrived at the next town. There, he caught a sky coach to the nearest city, the fare taking his last coin. By necessity, sky coaches were built differently from their wheel-bound cousins, as they required a darkstone core and directional drivers, as with a larger skyship. The coach he flew in was of a less common design, where the cabin was affixed underneath the core. This made boarding the small ship easier, because when it was grounded, the entrance was a single step up. Coaches that had their cores underneath required a gangplank or fold-down stairs. Dalen arrived at a city named Leyborn by the end of low fall, tired and hungry. The city was distinctly Frasian, where the buildings were either plastered white or made of lighter shades of brick and stone, casting the buildings in hues of cream and pale brown, a byproduct of Frey's warmer climate. They all had flat-tiled roofs. Streets were paved in distinctive Frasian pale brown stone, and they often bordered retaining walls, setting the city into differing elevations through the hilly region where it was located. With no money to purchase food, Dalen walked a decent way from the main station where the coach had docked and found a clean enough alley to sleep in. The alley was much colder, being in the shade of two buildings, but not so much to be prohibitive. As long as it didn't rain, he would be fine. When he had ruled the Dawn Empire, there had been thousands of people who had wanted him dead, so Dalen had trained himself to sleep very lightly. He wouldn't rouse from the wind or other natural noises, but the slightest hint of a footstep or breathing would wake him instantly. Doing so had saved his life many times, and living in hiding for the latter end of his life had only served to encourage the practice. It didn't take him long to fall asleep, but a few hours later he was awoken by the sound of someone approaching. No, they weren't approaching. They had already approached, and were looming over him, dagger in hand. Dalen's hand shot up on reflex, grabbing the man's wrist as he tried to slit Dalen's throat. He was a dirty beggar, obviously intending to loot Dalen's corpse, and he was strong. The beggar pushed all his weight down on Dalen, the dagger now pointed to Dalen's heart. Dalen struggled against the man's weight, the dagger falling centimeter by centimeter. Strength against strength wasn't working, so Dalen twisted the man's wrist and brought his knee up, knocking the man off. He stumbled to regain his footing. Dalen took the brief opportunity to get to his feet and draw his sword. With that, the man was already defeated. Before the wretch could do anything, in a quick flash of steel, Dalen took the man's hand cleanly off. He screamed, falling to his knees, his uninjured hand grasping at a bleeding stump. Rage burned inside Dalen as hot as he had trained it to, 80 years of conditioning snapping into action, channeling the rage and using it to strengthen his resolve. "You Daedalus son of a shade!" Dalen hissed. The man tried to get to his feet and run, but as he did, Dalen slashed the tendons behind his knees. He screamed again and fell. "Try to slit my throat and rob me? Me? I've conquered nations, and you think a dagger from the likes of you will be my end?" The man dragged himself along the ground, whimpering and trying to get away. Dalen thrust his sword through the beggar's back, purposefully avoiding vital organs. The man screamed. Dalen pulled the sword free and walked in pace with the struggling sunspot. As the man grasped at the open wound on his chest, he tried to get to his feet once more. Dalen sliced off the beggar's uninjured arm with a large swing. The vagabond's horrified screams brought a measure of satisfaction to Dalen, but his punishment wasn't done. He was still breathing. Dalen grasped the man by his hair and, hefting him up, growled in fury and cut off his head. Dalen then took up the man's dagger and, screaming again, bashed the man's decapitated head against the wall of the alley before thrusting the dagger through the eye, pinning the head to the wall as a sign of what became of people who dared try to kill Dalus the Conqueror. With the beggar now dead, the punishment served, Dalen's rage began to melt away and he leaned against the other wall of the alley. Footsteps caused Dalen to notice a young man peeking down the alleyway, obviously attracted by the screams. Dalen glared at him, and the man bolted. Staring after the man for a little while, Dalen shook his head and looked back to the alley, truly seeing it for what it was. It was a massacre. Dalen suddenly realized what he had done. He had not just offended himself. He had not just killed a man. He had butchered him. Horror overwhelmed Dalen as the reality finally settled into his mind.
No, Dalen said in dismay as tears came to his eyes. No, I don't want to be like this anymore. Not anymore.
Dalen wept as he slumped against the wall and slowly slid down to lie there crying. He had set out to be a better sort of person, but it had only taken the length of two falls to prove that he was in every way the same man he had been. A violent, merciless killer. Voices of alarm sounded from down the alleyway. The authorities were finally on their way. Dalen dragged himself to his feet, breathed in deeply, and ran away. Dalen made his way to the other end of Leybourne and found himself on a broad open main street with crowds of people walking on either side. Carts, wagons, carriages, and coaches were driving down the middle, storefront and food stalls framing the sides. Dalen's stomach growled at the smells from the food stalls, but he ignored it. Light, he was a fool. He shouldn't have expected anything else from sleeping in a city's alleyway. Perhaps living as a hermit for 20 years had dulled his wits. He wanted to be alone and wished he could fly up to one of the building's roofs. He liked high places and commanding views, especially when thinking.
Hang on. Of course I can get up there. My powers.
Dalen had utterly forgotten about his powers. Even when he was attacked, he hadn't thought to use them. That wasn't a surprise. Using them didn't come naturally to him yet. Dalen sighed and turned down one of the alleyways. Paved with brick, it was wide enough for carts to pass through so they could load and unload goods, and the tall buildings on either side cast it in soft shadow. From there, Dalen found an even narrower alley that ran behind one of the storefronts. Dalen wondered at how he could employ his powers to reach the roof. Could he make himself lighter and climb? Dalen placed his hand against the brick wall to test the finger holds.
Not enough grip, but grip is a quality of my physical body.
Dalen tried to draw in light, but only found a trickle. It was like dragging something very heavy along the ground.
The shadows, Dalen said, remembering when he had tried to channel in Luciana's barn.
The world was usually so full of light that Dalen had taken for granted that he would always be able to use his powers, but clearly in shadow, and of course darkness, he wouldn't. He should have realized this, for he had seen the Archknights fight through the fourth night, and how they had relied on sunstones and lightbringers to fuel their powers in such darkness. Luckily, there was still enough light in the alley to forge one bond. He channeled it to his grip. As he touched the wall, it was like his hand was covered in glue. It resisted all but the strongest of pulls to come off, and that was with only one bond. Dalen looked up the wall and tried to make another bond to his weight, but couldn't. There simply wasn't enough light. Still, with his grip enhanced so much, he was able to climb up the wall like a spider. And interestingly, his feet were affected the same as his hands, even through the soles of his shoes. The roof was mostly flat-tiled, with countless chimneys sticking up over the cityscape before him. Dalen walked to the low peak of the roof and sat down, thinking. He had just killed a man. Not the first by a day's length, but the first in 20 years.
He tried to murder me, Dalen muttered to himself. That was why I didn't hesitate to kill him. But I did more than that. I let my rage take control and tortured the wretch before ending his life. But the beggar probably had murdered many people before trying to kill me, so the scum deserved what I gave him and more.
Dalen looked at his hands.
The problem is how easy it was.
That was more troubling than Dalen could express. If he could fall into a blind rage so quickly, he could do so against a person that didn't deserve it and pervert the purpose of his new life. Dalen had done so in the past, had killed the innocent too many times to count, though he hadn't believed them innocent at the time. In any case, Dalen was certainly capable of such acts. Was this all a mistake? Choosing to hunt out darkness meant he would have to kill again, and when a man was willing to kill, he might resort to it when killing wasn't justified. Maybe I should never touch a sword again and help people in the little ways I have, tinkering and such. But that didn't reach a fraction of Dalen's potential. How many grand high masters of the sword were there who were also master tacticians and could wield the power of the Archknights? Dalen had a very unique and specific skill set that would be best employed against the worst and most vile parts of the world. Indeed, there was more of a need for someone to fight for those who couldn't than anything else. There were those who preyed on the defenseless, the innocent, and the weak, and Dalen had great power to stop such things. Save one person at a time. It was far better for him to face the horrors of the world than to expose the innocent to them. Dalen had faced such before. Light, he had even caused many. His innocence had been destroyed long ago, and with that there was nothing left that he could lose to another life of violence. So maybe it could be a good thing that killing was still so easy for him. He could do what better men couldn't, be the avenging knife in the dark. That was the greatest and most significant thing he could do for others, and indeed the skills he had and the type of man he was all but demanded it. Dalen's head dropped and shoulders slumped.
"Will I never know peace?" he said softly. "I've killed so many, and I hate it. But life isn't something I deserve to enjoy."
Resolve returned to Dalen's heart.
"This is what I have to do. But I won't let myself darken the world any more than I have. So I vow upon the light that if I ever kill another innocent, I will kill myself."
Dalen looked to the sun.
"I don't care if you want to punish me. Protecting the world from the conqueror is more important than my misery. So if you really want me to live, help me."
Dalen bowed his head and closed his eyes, speaking fervently from the depths of his heart.
"Save me from myself."